Welcome back to Matson Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to stay in Texas. There are two atrocities. Actually, there are many of them in Texas, but there are two right now I want to talk about. There's a woman in jail for 5 years because she voted, an African-American woman. And there's a man in jail right now, an African-American man, on a $100,000 bail because he voted. What are the facts? Texas has a very stringent law that says if you're convicted of a felony, you can't vote, and you can't vote even when you're let out of prison. You can't vote even when you're let out of prison as long as there's any possibility under the parole part of your sentence that they could send you back to prison. That's originally a law. Those laws were passed back in the late 19th century, the so-called Jim Crow laws. You know, you hear Jim Crow law, people yawn. Okay, yeah, I've heard that Jim Crow law. What does that mean? What it means is that there are laws that superficially on their face look, okay, well, I might not agree with it, but it looks neutral. But it's not neutral. It's almost exclusively applied to Black people. And that's what you have again now. Enabled by the U.S. Supreme Court when they got rid of part of the Voting Rights Act that required review by the Department of Justice for a number of states if they try to change their voting laws, the old Jim Crow states. They said there's no reason to single out some states. And that, I agree. Do it for all the states. If Wisconsin or California or New York want to change their voting laws, yeah, that should go through the Justice Department. They'll think it's fine, although with the Scott Walkers and the Robin Vosses, it wouldn't be fine. It would not be fine. But down in Texas, this guy, this attorney general, is really bad news, a guy named Paxton, P-A-X-T-O-N. He would have been very comfortable in the 1870s down there. 72% of Paxton's prosecutions for voting are against African-Americans. The population of African-Americans in Texas is not 72% of the state. Duh, 72%. The woman and the man who are in jail voted when there was a little time left on their parole. And the man, it was only 2 months, 45 days. His parole ended in June of last year, and he voted in March. And $100,000 bail, he'll go back to prison for a long time. That has got to be overturned. We do not have a Supreme Court who will, in the modern sense, who will stand up for any racial justice whatsoever. What has to happen is a federal law that sets what you do in presidential elections. The government, the federal government, has the right to set the rules for their own federal elections. And this baloney about states' rights is pure baloney. It will revert to Jim Crow and revert to Jim Crow for the next 500 years. If you don't have a strong central government. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. In the meantime here, corporate America is still pouring money into the GOP against our own interest. It's a sad situation. On top of that, they own Fox and Newsmax and spew all these lies out to the public. The other thing that really bothers me is all these radio stations, iHeartRadio owns and some other ones, they bought all these little radio stations up. They set up a satellite outside and pour their hate and lies all across this state. And they can do it because they not only own the talk radio, they have other stations that play country music, rock and roll, or whatever. In the meantime, in this state, in southern Wisconsin, we have one radio station that's privately funded. The Democratic Party doesn't seem to care about it. I don't know why, but maybe I'll stop caring about the Democratic Party. The hard thing about that is the Republicans are so far off the deep end. I don't know how anybody can vote for him with his voting thing. At least you got to have a free democracy, and in this state, we're borderline under democracy other than statewide elections. But what I can't get my hands around is when you have a single station, and 1580, it covers Dodge County, Washington County, Columbia County, parts of Marquette County, Sauk County, and so it's quite a few listeners. And one man is trying to do this, all this himself, and he's not getting any help from the Democratic Party. But I, you know, I just don't understand it. It's the easiest way to get your message out. Your show is, for one, telling the truth out there. So I don't get it. And on the federal level or with the Democratic Party, if they don't vote for this voter rights and this infrastructure, hell's bells, man, Matt. I don't know. I guess I don't have the words for this stuff anymore. I'll continue to support your radio station, but all the stuff going on with the Democratic Party right now scares me. I don't know what Schumer and these guys are doing, but they better get off the dime pretty soon. So anyway, that's my vent this morning. Thanks for your show. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. As always, thanks for calling in. And you, as always, you hit a very important point. And let me, this sounds self-serving for the station, but you're the one who raised it and you did it appropriately. Devil Radio is really the only liberal radio station in this state. I mean, the Democratic-oriented one. There may be a few other shows and so on, but the only one that takes on the Republican Party, the changed Republican Party, the Trump Party really hard is this station, okay? Now, what Paul said is true. The Democratic Party has not supported this station. It won't advertise on it. Why is that? Because I am a Democrat's Democrat. I was the chairman of the Democratic Party for two terms. I've been a candidate for the Democratic nominations a number of times. And I will always vote Democratic, and I always have. But you should be able to gently chide your own kind, okay? And in this particular case, the reason is that this station is very freewheeling and calls it like it is. It calls balls and strikes. And there are occasionally, it will say, or even air an interview with somebody on one of the other programs on this station that that hurt the feelings of some powerful Democrats, and they do not advertise. What can you do? The Republicans have 99% of the airwaves, right-wing stuff. Support this station. You can do it in a couple of ways. Let the Democratic Party know. We want the Democratic Party to advertise on this station. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. And the second thing is, there are now 6 or 7 Senate candidates. There'll be a bunch of lieutenant governor candidates when Manila Barnes gets in the Senate race. There'll be a bunch of treasurer candidates when Godlewski campaign catches on. And then there are all sorts of assembly candidates and others. Advertising on Devil Radio is the best bargain you can find. The rates are very low. They're very low. Call them up. Call them up. Get a package. You can be on the radio a lot, and you are getting an audience of not just progressives, but moderates. They all vote. People who listen to this station all vote. And if you're in a primary in the Democratic Party and you don't advertise on this station, you're giving up a lot of exposure to a lot of voters for a very small amount of money. So at least make the phone call. Wisco Paul, spread that word to state Senate candidates, statewide candidates, assembly candidates, congressional candidates, anybody. It will get around. And we have people listening to us from all over the state on our app and on their computer, on our website. It's not just a couple of counties. So thank you for calling in, Wisco Paul. I appreciate it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.